Reading Matters, Spring 2021, Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783. 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Phone 206-615-0400. Toll free 1-800-542-0866. WTBBL at sos.wa.gov. www.wtbbl.org. That all may read. From the Director by Danielle Miller. This is a big year for the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. March 3, 2021 marked the 90th anniversary of the Pratt-Smoot Act, which established what is now known as the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, or NLS, and its nationwide library network. Library services for the blind have been available in Seattle since 1906, so it was fitting that WTBBL would be one of the network's 19 founding libraries. WTBBL also served Alaska and Montana until those states established their own library programs. From records and cassettes to digital cartridges and books on Bard, and from hard copy Braille to electronic Braille, we are proud of this service and will continue to mark this milestone throughout the year. Check our website and social media accounts, as well as your email inbox, for announcements about programs and opportunities to share your WTBBL memories and let us know what the library service means to you. In addition to being an NLS regional library, WTBBL is part of Washington State Library. In February, Secretary of State Kim Wyman named Sarah Jones our new state librarian. Sarah comes to Washington from Marin County, California, where she served as the director of the Marin County Free Library. Previously in Nevada, she was the director of the Carson City Library and Nevada State Librarian. She was named the Nevada Library Association's Librarian of the Year in 2012 and was awarded the American Library Association's Sullivan Award for services to children in 2018. Sarah has a master's degree in library science from Syracuse University. She comes to us with a wealth of experience and a passion for libraries, and we are very excited to welcome her and have her working with us at WTBBL. Our virtual programming continues to be a success. Participants in our patron book club have had great conversations and thoughtful discussions. Our next book and meeting date can be found in this issue, and we hope you will join us. We also held our Braille Challenge virtually, giving two students from Oregon the opportunity to participate. We look forward to hosting our programs and events in person at the library again soon, but until then, watch for virtual events marking this special year. Thank you for being part of the WTBBL story. Youth Services News by Aaron Groff. Flowers are blooming and WTBBL's Youth Services Department is booming. So far this year is as busy as any other, starting with another successful Braille Challenge, which took place February 26th and 27th. This year's challenge was all virtual and all fun. Students from around Washington, and Oregon too, were able to participate remotely in what was a very different but exciting 2 days of celebrating Braille literacy. So how did we do it? WTBBL ordered testing materials from the Braille Institute and mailed each participating student a packet with instructions and swag bags full of challenge-themed goodies. On the day of the event, we all logged onto Zoom and separated into breakout rooms with remote volunteer proctors. Special thanks to several of our local teachers of the visually impaired who volunteered and to the Northwest Association of Blind Athletes for a heart-pounding session of virtual described Zumba. Though we could not all be in the same building this year, it was clear that the spirit of community and celebration of Braille literacy was as strong as ever. WTBBL also received support from the Washington Council of the Blind and several national sponsors through the Braille Institute, which helped make this year's event a success. In other news, the Youth Services Department is reimagining the large print collection from the ground up. Nearly 200 new titles have been added to the middle grade and young adult shelves, including hot new bestsellers and perennial favorites alike. The children's large print is also being refreshed with new books curated for a variety of vision needs. The first round of editions includes books specifically for children with cortical visual impairment and dyslexia. We are excited to include new nonfiction, picture books, and graphic novels this year, too. Be sure to check them out. Early literacy folks, did you know that virtual multisensory story time is still going strong and at-home kits are still available? View the weekly sessions on WTBBL's Facebook and YouTube pages and call or email the library for information on how to receive a kit. Teens and tweens, be ready for several new additions to the Accessible Gaming Lab coming soon. Want more information on youth services? Be sure to subscribe to DOTS, WTBBL's Youth Patron Newsletter, via the link on the Youth Services page of the library's website. New Staff Spotlight on Riley Curran and Lindsay Lucas. Hello, my name is Riley Curran, and I am thrilled to join the WTBBL team as the new Outreach Librarian. My job will include running WTBBL's outreach program with a special focus on outreach to older adults and promoting WTBBL services. I will also oversee social media and the production of WTBBL's publications and outreach materials. As part of the librarian team, I will also do reader's advisory and other work with patrons, as well as cataloging and selecting books to be produced in audio and braille. I grew up in Bellevue. Except for a short stint on the East Coast, I have lived in the Pacific Northwest all of my life. Before becoming a librarian, I worked for over 10 years in the nonprofit sector with underserved populations. I received my master's degree in library and information science from the University of Washington. Before joining WTBBL, I worked as an academic librarian at Seattle University. I have a passion for connecting people with information and resources. I look forward to spreading the word about WTBBL and getting to know the WTBBL community and one day meeting people in person. Outside work, I enjoy getting together with friends and family, spending time in nature, browsing for treasures in thrift stores, and getting sucked into a good book or TV show. Some of my favorite books I've read recently are Killers of the Flower Moon by David Gran, The Power by Naomi Alderman, and The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. Hello, my name is Lindsay Lucas, and I joined WTBBL back in December as the administrative assistant. Working here unfolded quite naturally. Growing up, I had a habit of checking out 6 to 10 books at a time from my local library. I would also spend as much time there as my parents would let me, especially when they were doing errands around town for a few hours. Eventually, the library became my first volunteer job, and I was really fond of it. My mother also worked at the New York State Library for several years and often spoke of how much she enjoyed it. I had previously lived in Seattle for about a year, only to move back to New York for a job opportunity, but I'd hoped to have a chance to return one day. Finally, I started carving a career path within government, starting at the city level while living in Southern California, and eventually met someone living in Seattle. After much discussion, I decided I was ready to start a new chapter in the place I felt I had unfinished business. All those elements seem to intertwine and bring me here today, and I could not be happier. What I enjoy most about WTBBL is its open and collaborative nature. Everyone is more than happy to answer questions and offer their help and expertise to a project. My day-to-day activities include supervising, updating spreadsheets, coordinating and monitoring facility maintenance, and tracking donations. I have also lent my voice to the quarterly newsletter, assisted in large-scale mailings, and covered the front desk. I look forward to meeting all of the library's amazing patrons and exploring more of Seattle as soon as it is safe to do so. Although it has only been a few months, the library, staff, and patrons have made a lasting impression on me, and I am grateful to be a part of it.
New Braille from Watauble by Ed Godfrey. Watauble's Braille Production Department and its volunteers have been working hard to make more locally produced books available to our patrons. Here are some of the latest titles. Please contact the library to request a copy. BRW 8708, A Heart in a Body in the World by Deb Coletti. Followed by Grandpa Ed in his RV and backed by her brother and friends, 18-year-old Annabelle impulsively decides to run from Seattle to Washington, D.C. She becomes a reluctant activist as people connect her journey to a traumatic event. For Senior High and Older Readers, 2018, transcribed by Karen Hara. BRW 8730, Sexual Assault and Abuse by Ann Byers. This guide makes teens aware of the many forms of sexual abuse and the best practices for trying to prevent it. It helps them make sense of the issue, emphasizing that the victim is never to blame. Readers will learn crucial information that will help them know what to do if they or their friends or loved ones are sexually abused. For High School and Older Readers, 2016, transcribed by Randy Aiken. BRW 8726, Seattle Walks, Discovering History and Nature in the City by David B. Williams. More than just a collection of walking tours throughout Seattle, this book describes the natural and human history of the sites along the way. The walks are detailed and give a great sense of place. 2017. BRW 8704, I Am Still Alive by Kate Alice Marshall. Jess has not seen her survivalist off-the-grid dad in over a decade. After a car crash kills her mother and leaves her injured, Jess moves to his cabin in the remote Canadian wilderness. But someone from his past pays them a horrifying visit. For Senior High and Older Readers, 2018, transcribed by Mary Forster. BRW 8715, Fast Backward by David Patnode. 15-year-old Bobby Hastings witnesses an atomic explosion near a top-secret New Mexico Army base in July 1945. Terrified, he heads off on his bike for home, only to encounter a girl his age standing at the side of the road, underweight, unwell, and speaking with a German accent. In the coming days, she unveils an impossible story about time travel and a heartbreaking outcome of the war. She begs people to believe her warning and prevent the awful future she claims to know too well. But even if they do believe her and the story is true, the biggest question remains: can history be undone? For Junior and Senior High Readers, 2018, transcribed by Karen Hara. BRW 8673, Ranger Games, A True Story of Soldiers, Family, and an Inexplicable Crime by Ben Blum. Alex Blum achieved his goal of successfully completing the brutally difficult U.S. Army Ranger selection program. Before deploying to Iraq, he planned to fly home to see his family and girlfriend. Instead, along with two fellow soldiers and two strangers, he committed armed bank robbery. The author, Alex's cousin, explores why. 2017, transcribed by Gail Vicioni. For younger readers, BRJ 1532, Words Are Not for Hurting by Elizabeth Varick. This book encourages toddlers and preschoolers to express themselves using helpful, not hurtful words. It includes a note for parents and caregivers on language development. For preschools and older, print Braille, 2004. BRJ 1521, Bachan, The Ninja Grandma, An Adventure with Little Konoichi, The Ninja Girl by Sine Ishida. Summer is here and all her friends are on vacation, making the ninja girl bored. So little Kunoichi, joined by her little brother and bunny, are excited when their grandmother Bachan decides to visit. They are met with many surprises as they spend time with Bachan on an island she made herself, and together they learn that curiosity, resourcefulness, love, and imagination have more value than things money can buy. Print Braille for Preschool and Older, 2018. BRJ 1522, Grizzly Boy by Barbara Davis Piles. An ornery boy decides he would rather be a grizzly bear until some consequences make him think otherwise. For K through 3, 2018. New audiobooks from Wotabl by John Pye. It's always a good time to start reading a new book or rediscover old favorites. We are almost finished converting our older locally produced books so that these 500 titles would be available on Bard. See if any are your favorites. DBC 16851, For Rabbit with Love and Squalor, An American Read by Anne Reif. The author of Up the Sandbox and numerous magazine articles describes her love for many of the famous male characters of American literary fiction, including Holden Caulfield, Robert Jordan, Dick Diver, Rabbit, Nathan Zuckerman, and others. 2012, narrated by Alida Keir. DBC 16878, A Journal of the Plague Year by Daniel Defoe. London, 1665. As the Great Plague ravages London and leaves thousands dead, a solitary man named H.F. documents the tragedy. Mixing historical facts with imagined accounts, Defoe's fictional journey of the Great Plague provides a vivid impression of the real events. First published in 1722, 2010, narrated by Eric Schwab. DBC 16877, An Ice Axe, A Camera, and a Jar of Peanut Butter. A Photographer's Autobiography by Iris Spring. Iris Spring, a Pacific Northwest native, spent nearly 7 decades spending as much time as possible outdoors, taking pictures, researching and illustrating more than 35 hiking guides, and earning a reputation as one of the leading scenic photographers in the world. He describes his worldwide adventure in a casual style that will appeal to teens as well as adults. 2011, narrated by Floyd Hutton. DBC 15654, Washington Disasters, True Stories of Tragedy and Survival by Natalie and Rob McNair Huff. This book discusses 22 of Washington's most catastrophic events, including the earthquake in 1700, the Great Seattle Fire, the Tacoma Narrows Bridge collapse, and the eruption of Mount St. Helens. 2011, narrated by Steve Hunziker. DBC 16862, Gone Boy, A Walkabout by Gregory Gibson. The sad tale of murder on a college campus in Massachusetts recounts a father's search for meaning in the death of his son and every aspect surrounding the event. 2012, narrated by Stephen Crozier. DBC 16864, Gorgon, Paleontology, Obsession, and the Greatest Catastrophe in Earth's History by Peter D. Ward. The Gorgons were the Tyrannosaurus Rex of their day until an environmental cataclysm 250 million years ago annihilated them and 90% of all plant and animal species on the planet. For more than a decade, the author and his colleagues have been searching in South Africa's Karoo Desert for clues to this world. What were these animals like? How do they live? And more important, how do they die? The author is a professor of geological sciences at the University of Washington. He combines the tale of Gorgonopsians with a South African travelogue in musings on mass extinction. Washington State Book Award winner, 2010, narrated by Carter Bentley. DBC 16871, Greywalker by Kat Richardson. When private investigator Harper Blaine is brutally assaulted, the 2 minutes she spends clinically dead alters her perceptions. Her new ability to move in between the world of humans and the gray, the world of ghosts, begins to attract otherworldly clients. 2009, narrated by Mary Schlosser.
Quarterly Patron Book Club by Alicia Ensminger. Join us for the next WTBBL Book Club for a lively discussion about Pacific Northwest author Ursula K. Le Guin and her most famous work, Left Hand of Darkness. The next meeting will be held Wednesday, June 23rd from 2 to 3 p.m. You can participate by telephone using our free conference call service at 800-920-7487, participant code 392-583-44#. This book is available from the library in both audio and braille format and can either be downloaded from Bard or ordered from the library. Left Hand of Darkness, in braille as BR12827 and in audio as DB43166, is about a historic civilization of humanoids from the planet Hain who ventured through the solar system establishing colonies on various planets including Earth. For mysterious reasons, these colonies lose all contact and knowledge of each other until the 21st century, when an attempt is made to establish a galactic league. This book explores the inherent communication difficulties in the mingling and clash of cultures that, over the centuries of separation, have developed widely disparate social and political structures, as well as a range of biological differences. In an interview with The Guardian, Le Guin later referred to her novel as a thought experiment designed to explore the nature of human societies. The book won 2 major prizes in science fiction, the Hugo and Nebula Awards, and continues to be widely read since its publication in 1969. Le Guin's intriguing storytelling is one based on deeply understanding and questioning the inner workings of societal structures as well as individual people, a theme that deeply resonates with readers and has generated mass appeal for Le Guin's classic work. Call 800-542-0866 or email wtbbl@sos.wa.gov to let us know you will join the discussion. We look forward to talking about Ursula K. Le Guin with you.
Thank you to our donors from January 1st to March 31st, 2021. Thank you to all our donors, patrons, and champions. The past year has been challenging for all of us, and we appreciate the amazing support we've received from all of you. Every donation is appreciated, no matter the amount, and helps us better serve you. You can send a check to WTBBL, 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783, or you can give securely online at www.wtbbl.org. Betty Adams, Rosemary Adamski, Joanne and James Adamson, Linda and Ken Adkins, Leonard Allen, Mayumi and Arnold Alto, John Amater, Lois Anderegg, Deanne and Michael Andrews, Anonymous, four of them, Mira Arcila, Nancy Bacon, Karen and Harold Badton, Verna Bagby, David Dean and Vernon Barker, Francis Barnhart, Jean Beatty, Dorothy Beckstead, Joan Benedetti, Claudia Burge, Allison and Robert Bergstrom, Leanne Bertrand, Christine and Dale Biddle, Elvisa and John Blanco, Dorothy Bossian, Anna Greta Boyce, Sylvia and Richard Bullion, Rosario Branson, Debbie Braxmeyer, Darlene Breckenridge, Penelope Bridgman, Dana Buehrer, Barrett Call, Luann Camp, Pauline Campbell, Dorothy Kessura, Lynn and Robert Chase, Georgia and Joseph Chiarella, Irene Christofferson, Philip Clark, Dolores Clark, Dora Clayman, Carol and Terrell Cloyes, Philip Collette, Sharon Cordova, Wiley Cox, Irma Cross, Virginia and Arthur Crow, Robert Daniel, Darlene and Herbert Dahl, Day Out for the Blind, Carol Detter, Luella Dick, Donald Divins, Kelly Dawkins, Gunter Dose, Donovan Dolan, Shirley Doyle, Margaret Dunbar, Betty Edwards, David Elliott, Mildred Engelstad, Barbara and Roger Erickson, Mary Faulkner, Elizabeth Fisk, Joy Fletcher, Tammy Foster Johnson, Cleora Funes, Catherine and Robert Garrick, Adair Gates, Catherine Gaylord, Janet Gibbons, Marilyn and Keith Gibson, Dorothy Gilman, Susan and Bjorn Gilmesley, Penny Grist, Wayne Gunderson, Debbie and Leo Hager, Caroline Hamilton, Karen Hara, Richard Haviland, Judith and Earl Hawkins, Margaret and John Healy, Ronald Heath, Dolores Helmbrecht, Birgit and Roland Hyatt, Louise Heiliman, Betty Hill, Betty Height, Virgil Holland, Cheryl Ashida, Gay Iverson, Clyde Jelenic, The Jewish Foundation, Maureen Job, Sue Johnson, Cheryl and George Johnson, Helen and Bud Johnson, June Johnson, Carol Kant, Hannah Harris, Patricia and Robert Kautz, Juana Lee Killian, Alice Klein, Barbara and Donald Kussler, Suzanne Label, June Lane, Trudy Lawrence, Amy Lawson, Marilyn Lazzari, Yvonne Levine, Frederick Liddell, Sandy and Paul Lillengreen, Edna Logan, Brian Long, Mary Ann Lynch, Patricia MacArthur, Alice and William McDonald, Jan and John Mantle, Dorothy Marks, John Martin, Christine and Glenn Masters, Mary Matson, Dolores McClary, Megan McDonald, Mary McMonagle, Louise Middleton, Steve Miller, Vincentina Minicelli, Kathleen Monette, Terrell Moody, Eileen Murphy, Keiko Namakata, Sherry Nelson, Mary Alice Nelson, Eleanor Nelson, Catherine Noble, Nordstrom, Northwest Center, Barbara and Thomas Newble, Joanne Olney, Elaine Olson, Eric Ashiro, Michael Park, James Parker, Dorothy and John Parkin, Gail and David Parrish, Maxine Pascal, Donnelly and Thomas Payne, Betty and Charles Peen, Ann Peterson, Juanita Peterson, Kiet Lee and May Fan, Virgil Phillips, Patricia Pidcock, Karen and Grant Plummer, Colleen Powell, Doris and Duncan Prince, Charity Ranger, Ladine Rantala, Jean Redcap, Yvonne and Jack Redman, Robert Reese, Mona Reynolds, Janet Richard, Karen Robinson, Ida and Denzel Robinson, Lillian Rodell, Irene Roop, Roberta Russell, Diane and Francis Ryan, Salmon Creek American Legion Post 176, Annette and Earl Sand, Nancy Savage, Charles Scholl Jr., Sandy and David Schreck, Wilma Schunk, Ann Schwendeman, Rebecca Scott, Judith Scott, Susan Schell, Charles Sickles, Lynn Simmons, Maria Seritnikova, Teresa Skagen, Kathy Skipper, V. Ruth Smiley, Elizabeth and Worthington Smith, Rich Stevenson, Donald Steyer, Norman Streutker, Chester Strong, William Stolbarg, Jules Sullivan, Kathleen Sullivan, Carolyn Sutton, Carol Swain, Jacqueline Taubel, Frida Tesh, Peggy and Donald Thomas, Donna and Richard Thorkelson, Sharon and Donald Tucker, Verna Tucker, Cynthia and John Upthegrove, Doris and Gerald Vandervaight, Nancy Van Lettegraff, Roberta and Frank Vitos, Sally Waddell, Dorothea Wagner, Elsie Ware, Dawn and Barry Westover, Mary Whiting, Gary Wilkes, Grace Williams, Margaret Wilson, Beverly Witt, Phyllis Woodman, Edward Woodworth, The Wild Family Foundation, Kim Wyman, David Witko, Virginia Zellmer. In memory of Sue Amater, Gerard DeCocoque, Jr., Doris Hatlin, Carolyn McNary, Katie and Neil Parker, Roy Phillips. In honor of Ardith Kling. This is the end of the recording.